Hello again. You're listening to the news at 1. From 1 billion to 5 billion to 8 billion euro, the massive surplus in the public finances for last year appears to have taken even the Department of Finance by surprise, if its ever-changing forecast for 2022 is to be believed. The budget day expectation of a 1 billion euro excess of revenue overspending was revised up at the start of the year, but even so apparently failed to foresee the full extent of the surge in the corporate tax take. Ministers Michael McGrath and Pascal Donoghue will this afternoon publish the latest stability programme update, as required under EU rules, forecasting, we understand, a surplus of 10 billion euro this year and more than 16 billion in 2024. More on that in a moment from our correspondent Robert Short. But first, on his way into this morning's cabinet meeting to brief ministers on the figures, Michael McGrath had this to say about the performance of the Irish economy.
We will be increasing the forecast for economic growth in the current year, and we are seeing inflation now falling. It will be below 5% this year, falling to around 2.5% next year. But of course, core inflation does remain a real concern, and we are seeing an employment market that remains very robust. So notwithstanding the overall economic challenges that are there globally, the Irish economy is performing well overall, and we will be forecasting growth for the coming years. And it does mean that we are in something of a sweet spot when it comes to the public finances at the moment, in particular because of buoyant corporation tax receipts. And that is why we have to be careful over the years ahead to make decisions that are prudent and to use those resources wisely. And that's why I will be bringing forward proposals for a longer-term savings fund in an effort to insulate the public finances in the years ahead.
The Minister for Finance, Michael McGrath, speaking this morning. With me in studio is our economics correspondent, Robert Short. Robert, we'll come to the 8 billion surplus, which has been confirmed now for last year, but you've got some information in relation to what the Department of Finance is expecting for this year, for 2023, and indeed for next year, in terms of the really extraordinary performance of the public finances.
It is absolutely extraordinary. There is a wall of money washing up against the Exchequer, and the forecast for this year, as I understand it, which will be confirmed when the Stability Programme update is published this afternoon, are for a surplus of 10 billion euro this year and for a surplus of just over 16 billion euro next year. So it's an absolutely massive increase in the position of the public finances. And really, the main factor underpinning this is the massive increases that we've been seeing in corporation tax, as well as that increased better outlook in the economy that the minister referred to in that clip you played there on his way into cabinet this morning. As I understand it, the forecast for growth in the economy next year, and this is in terms of modified domestic demand, which strips out that, you know, fantastical element related to the multinationals and the corporation tax that delivers, but in the underlying economy, even the forecast for growth in the underlying economy this year for just over 2%. Now, that mightn't sound like very much, but at budget time, the forecast was only for 1.2%. So, you know, it's almost twice as much as was forecast at budget time. So the outlook is good. I imagine, you know, what looks like a sort of a boon to the economy will have a lot of people in the Department of Finance worried that all of that, you know, the temptation to spend it will be there. We do know that the Minister for Finance is preparing to bring to Cabinet a plan to establish a new investment fund that will go beyond the rainy day fund that we have now, which is actually capped at 8 billion euro. So what good will that be when we have a surplus of 10 billion euro and there's already inside the rainy day fund? So this would be a new investment fund that will be established to squirrel away some of that surplus in order to set against what everybody expects will be higher pension bill, costs associated with the ageing population, and costs associated with tackling climate change. Yeah.
We've been warned, though, again and again by the Minister, by the Department of Finance, by Pascal Donoghue, and he was as Minister for Finance, that these corporate tax revenues, this big tax take from the international foreign direct investment sector, was not going to be indefinitely reoccurring. But it seems to be proving remarkably sustainable.
You know, it's a very valid question to ask. So when does the windfall become the regular anticipated expected receipt of corporation tax. I suppose there's two factors to bear in mind. One is just, you know, the increase in corporation tax, just to kind of give it some context. So it's more than doubled since 2020. So that's a massive increase straight away. And then the other thing to note is that just over half of it is attributed to just 10 companies. So just 10 companies. Now, we wish those 10 companies well and long may they prosper. But that puts a huge risk on the receipt of taxation based on the business models of 10 companies who are focused, that the companies are relatively narrowly focused in either pharmaceuticals or computer services or the wider sort of provision of computer services, whether that's in hardware or software.
Right. We are talking here, though, about forecasts. And let's look at the forecasts that were being made at budget time and even earlier this year in relation to the surplus for last year, this 8 billion figure, which is the figure we have confirmed today. Now, why did it go from 1 billion in September to 8 billion today, stopping off at 5 billion at the beginning of the year?
So back at budget time, the forecast for the surplus for 2022, for last year, was just under €1 billion. And then as that unexpected increase in corporation tax towards the end of last year became apparent, the department increased its forecasts for the surplus last year to just over €5 billion. And then just yesterday, you know, and this is as dramatic as things get in the statistical world, as I understand it, just about an hour or so before the CSO was due to publish its provisional figures for the surplus for last year, they got a call from Eurostat to say, I'm really sorry, but we've changed the rules on how we're going to account, or how you should account for the MICA scheme, the defective concrete block scheme. The government had basically penciled in the total expenditure anticipated there, €2.7 billion, on their books last year. So that would reduce the surplus, if you like. But Eurostat are saying, well, actually, we think you should account for it as it's spent. So therefore, that's been added to the surplus. So now we go from 1 to 5 to 8 billion euro. And I suppose it shows you the right foot, the good start the government is getting in the public finances for this year, which brings us closer then to understanding how they're going to return a surplus of 10 billion euro this year.
Robert Short, economics correspondent, thank you for that.